We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Like I said, I think our press release pretty much says it all. There's not much that I can add to it. So at this time, I'll just take any questions that any of all have.
When did you first find the flyers? When did they come up and where did you find them?
First came to our attention late Thursday and early Friday that someone had gone down off of William Street, two side streets off of William Street, Standard Parkway and Edmund Street, and that some of these flyers had been strewn about. We did get a couple calls. Once we got physical hold of the leaflets themselves, then we put several detectives on the investigation.
How many of these pamphlets do you think that were left in the home
committee? Right now, we only actually recovered six. What we did when we got information, our first concern was to make sure that no single individual was being targeted. The word we were getting is that it was just a car going down the street randomly throwing these leaflets out. And what we wanted to make sure of and took great care was to make sure that no single individual was targeted. So we actually had our officers out there and we canvassed a 2-3 block radius and knocked on just about every door out there. Many residents had seen the pamphlets, picked them up and just discarded them. And as I said, a couple citizens did call the police.
Can you just talk about the legality of this? We're used to going out to our car in a parking lot of a mall or something and seeing a pizzeria might put something under your windshield.
Right. We did, when we received the pamphlets and we identified a suspect and then would later confirm that the individual we suspected was in fact the person who dropped these leaflets, our next call was to the Erie County District Attorney's Office. We sent them copies of the leaflets and they said, as far as any criminality, none existed. However, we did end up charging the individual under the vehicle and traffic law for littering, which carries with it a $350 fine and or 10 hours of community service. So it ain't free.
So when is this individual going to be in front of a judge?
Well, we're in the process of issuing the appearance ticket now.
So frustrating, you could only charge him with littering?
Of course. It's very frustrating. And while it may seem silly to some, it's what we could do, and we're going to take advantage of every possible thing we can in a situation like this. So clearly we don't want this happening in our community.
What do you see these pamphlets representing? What is he trying to promote?
I mean, this is clearly white nationalist literature. It's hate-filled. And it's the literature, as we've made available to you all, it speaks for itself. You know exactly what it means. And I hate drawing any more attention to this cause than is necessary. So I don't even want, he does request donations, and he's not going to get that free publicity from the Cheektowaga Police Department.
So can anyone go out and just start putting paper on on a car? Or?
Well, if somebody's putting out, a coupon for a free pizza, it's an annoyance. But we don't normally follow something like that up. This is clearly something different and has the potential for far more. So we're going to give a little bit, I shouldn't say a little, we gave this a lot of extra attention. We had at least 7-8 detectives working on this. And then again, a number of officers in those neighborhoods doing follow-up. So it was a considerable drain. It was a full day of investigation. It was a full day of canvassing a neighborhood.
Did he explain to them why he was doing it?
Well, what he did explain was that there was no reason for him to be in Cheektowaga, that he was driving down the thruway, passed an exit. He said, this spot is as good as any, and came off the thruway ramp, which is very nearby the neighborhood where the leaflets appeared. distributed them, threw them out of the window of the car, and drove back home. And we asked, you know, how did you pick this neighborhood? Why? And he's, no reason. No reason.
And yet the statement, I believe, said that he plans on doing this again?
This individual has done this sort of thing before, and he promises to do this sort of thing again. So he has, I've seen, by Googling his name, I've seen things going back to 1981 where he's engaged in similar behavior. He was involved in a incident a couple years ago in Casanova Park where he led a protest that was lightly attended. And I think they threw his ass out of there too. So,
this is the obvious question, but this, you don't see this kind of thing every day, do you?
No, no, no. This is, I mean, in my, you know, 30 plus years, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. But again, I think the more notoriety, I mean, this is an attention seeker. And the more attention he gets, the more emboldened he becomes. And as we've explained to him and I've explained to the media, I have no intention of being part of his press kit and legitimizing him by stating his name.
Is this something you plan to do going forward, charging everyone who distributes these leaflets like this?
I would say it would be on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, you know, we know what we can do with criminal conduct, and it would be the circumstances in which those things were distributed. You know, in this case, clearly, by driving down the street and emptying your cardboard box indiscriminately, that's littering.
But he'll probably say this, that's my First Amendment right to free speech and expression.
Well, he's entitled to his day in court like we all are.
You worry that it does open up a can of worms, though, that you make it, you know, clearly it's distasteful to, you know, the mass population, but there, you know, someone else might distribute something that might be a little bit more in a gray area.
Well, I mean, again, you got to take these things case by case, but I think the more attention it receives, the more likelihood we are to see someone copycat that behavior. I mean, we've seen that with other incidents. So the more notoriety the individual gets, the more times his name is in the paper or on the nightly news, I think it encourages him to repeat those acts. And here in Cheektowaga, we're not going to make him famous.
And so you don't want to say his name, but
it's there. It's up there. That's, I mean, the media's job and my job are two different things. We provided that name to you, but like I say, he is not going to have the satisfaction of hearing the chief of police mention his name on television.
The founder of the group?
I don't know whether his founder or what his. He's clearly, you know, he might be an army of one there, so, you know, no, I don't know. But also what we did do is obviously we notified the local authorities in the municipality in which he lives, and we also gave all his information to the FBI as well.
But you see this as you need to nip this thing in the bud. Basically, you need to nip this thing in the bud before it gets any worse, right?
Well, I mean,
and what could that lead to? I mean, some.
Yeah,
say
I mean, I
could be a terrorist or something.
I mean, it. All we can do is what we can do. All we can do is you know. There's a little bit of gut instinct on how best to handle something like this, and in the talks with my administration and even some of my town officials, you know, what's the best way to go forward, and we kind of all unanimously agreed is that we do not want to give this individual any more notoriety, because he clearly likes headlines. So, like I said, we're not going to give him that. And, but again, you know, when you're talking about First Amendment rights, there's what we can do, and there's what we can't do. And we looked at everything, and like I say, littering might seem petty, but I don't care. If there's something we can charge, we'll charge it.
Is that per item or is that one shot?
I didn't think about that, to be quite honest with you. But knowing how the criminal courts work, they will usually bunch these all together. So we will probably go with one count of littering.
One follow-up question.
Sure.
On Ely Brooks, one of your officers was on national TV over the weekend give us an update on where that the search now stands and, you know, what kind of leads you may have that you can share right now?
Yeah, we really can't share any more leads. I think what you saw on Live PD, there's really nothing more to add. We're just continuing to work with the marshals and law enforcement throughout the country in trying to locate this individual, but there's absolutely nothing new to report at this time.
It came out in that TV show that he may be down in the Texas area?
Yep, we have reason to believe that that's a possibility, but the situation's fluid, and I'm certain that he knows we're looking for him and that we'd like to speak with him further. So I would imagine that his location varies from time to time.
Any idea why he went to Texas?
I can't divulge that. Are we good?
One more question. If he does community service, can you give us an idea of what that would be, where that would be?
That would be a determination by the courts, whether it was a fine or community service. That's not up to me.
Is it both or one or the other?
It's one. It's either or. I report initially that it was one person, and he did own up to it, and he proudly owned up to it. Okay. Okay. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.